Boss, that's what you like to be called?
That's who I am.
Chris Gayle, thank you very much. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, man.
And thank you very much. I know there'll be the Cricket Info Facebook page is going to explode in the next few minutes. There'll be questions galore coming for you.
Bring it on.
I like your suit.
Oh, thank you. I'm doing a shoot. I'm in the middle of a shoot. All dressed in white. Yes. Not the cricket whites, though.
Yeah, I saw you do a little jig earlier on. You showed me some clips. Are you good at this sort of thing?
I'm very good at dancing, very good at entertaining, so I can't complain one bit, and I give the people what they want, you know, put it that way, put it in that in perspective, so I give them what they want.
Yes.
And there's no better person to do such thing than Chris Gayle himself.
What are you doing here?
Well, I'm here to represent Iona, you know, the gaming company, so they brought me over here in Bangalore. And it's going fantastic so far, you know, so, you know, as I said before, an entertainer, you know, partner with Iona, it's fantastic. So it's good to actually be, you know, brand ambassador for them. So I'm here doing my duties, you know, bit of dancing, bit of shooting, interacting with the kids, you know. So it's a family orientation, you know, this gaming facility. So it's something brilliant, and you know, I'm glad I'm associated with Iona.
First of all, it was wonderful to see you in the West Indies colors again last Sunday. What was it like to walk out? It had been a year since you had played for the West Indies. More than that, to walk out West Indies cricketer again.
It feels like I'm a debutant, eh? Walking out in my first game. But it was actually really, really good, to be honest with you, to be back, you know, playing for West Indies. A lot of people have been speculating, you know, when you're going to play for West Indies again, or you finish with West Indies. No, I'm not finished with West Indies, to be honest with you. They kind of understand where I'm coming from and, you know, what I've been doing. And I've been 37 now as well. You know, things actually change a bit as well. But, you know, to actually play for West Indies in front of my home crowd as well, you know, that was something brilliant.
Yes.
And I could actually see the joy, the people actually really turn out to actually come and watch the game. So there is still a lot of life, you know, when Chris Gayle actually played for West Indies, which is something fantastic.
You know, people around the world will be so happy to hear that there is life left in the Chris Gayle career. Also, because ESPN Cricket Info, we actually reported yesterday about now things becoming a lot better with the board. Things are working out, or at least sound like they are working out. Could we actually see you play for the West Indies in England?
Oh, England series, I'm not sure about that. As you said, things are actually working out. Nothing, to my knowledge, I've actually concreted and put on paper and said, yeah, this is a procedure from now on. So I'm still waiting to hear from them as well to know what the procedure will be, or what will be next for players to actually, who don't play in the first class cricket, can actually represent West Indies now. So we just have to wait and see. It's been a year I haven't played for West Indies, and you know, I haven't been in the system too much, you know, just looking from the outside, to be honest with you. I wasn't really following it up, you know, because I was busy doing other things and so forth and trying to get my life together and sort things out, since being a family man as well. But there are some mens, you know, to be honest with you, and you know, you can see it's a young team as well, so they're definitely trying their best, you know, to get back, you know, the life back in West Indies cricket that it actually deserves, you know, which is good, and that's what the people want as well.
You know,
fans really want that.
I know, Chris, that you are the universe boss, and universe bosses don't get old. However, you are 37 years old now.
Yeah, 37 young now.
37 years young now.
Yeah.
There is a World Cup coming up in 2019. What are your thoughts? Do you think you can actually play for, if the West Indies qualify for that World Cup, do you think you can play that World Cup in England in 2 years' time?
Yes, it's possible. To be honest with you, you know, you can't say anything about injuries, you know, that those things will do happen in sports. Person's career. So, but at the same time, yes, when you look at 2019, it's pretty much around the corner, because I'll still be busy playing cricket, and you know, most times you're playing cricket, you don't even realize how time actually flies. So, you know, that's my target, you know, to play for 2019 World Cup, and you know, still have some part to play in the maroon clothing as well.
And cricket is you've played cricket for a very long time, international cricket, it's up and down. However, this year, for you in T20 cricket, you've only played T20 cricket this year, hasn't been great. The numbers aren't great. What do you attribute that to? Is that just a dip in form, or do you believe that there are things that you now are worried about as a batsman?
Yeah, I mean, you can put it in both ways. And it was actually definitely a dip in form as well. Playing with the niggles as well. I knew I had a back problem as well. So, you know, those things actually changed my game, the entire game. You know, I've been coming off an injury as well. Didn't get the right time to actually prepare properly. You know, I have to make the necessary adjustment to actually be match fit and these sort of things as well. You know, but you know, that's my concern, and that's where I'm at now, working to get to fully fit fitness. So once I'm fully fit, then everything will actually come back into play as well. But yeah, cricketer, it's not all the time you're going to score runs, you know.
Some West Indian fans, I would assume, asking, and West Indian fans are not West Indian people. There are West Indies cricket fans around the world asking, are you done with Test cricket, Chris?
No, as I mentioned, I want to play. Even if I want to play one more, I'm all in my whites already. I'm in my whites, so I'm ready for a Test match. So, you know, now I'm not done with Test cricket. You know, as I mentioned in a couple of interviews earlier or a couple of weeks ago, you know, even if it's going to be one Test match or farewell Test match, I still definitely want to, you know, play a Test match. But if it's not possible, you know, if the body doesn't allow me to, then I will announce my retirement from Test cricket. But yes, it's still in the mindset.
There is a real chance, Chris, that the West Indies don't directly qualify for the World Cup in 2019 because of the structure as it is. Now, yeah. Only 8 teams go through. West Indies are under that level, and 30th September is the cutoff.
Yeah.
First, if that happens, will that be a blow? And second, if that tournament then means that you have to be available in 2018 to play the qualifying tournament, are you going to be?
Yeah, whatever step it will take to get there, then I'll have to try and make that measures and actually do such thing. But as you mentioned, September is just around the corner as well, and we need points. So we'll see what happens, and you know, hopefully, even if I'm not there, you know, they still should actually try and, you know, play the best cricket if it's possible as well, and you know, try and get some points. So it's going to be important. We don't want to miss out on a World Cup event. You know, that would be sad. What happened in Champion Trophy? Not a West Indies team there for the first time, so that is actually disappointing. So we don't want to actually miss out on a World Cup as well. So that would be even more devastating for us.
Do you expect to be retained by RCB next year, play again for Bangalore?
Well, that would be up to them, to be honest with you. You know, the option's always open for any particular thing, but you know, at the same time, they have been fantastic, and you know, to be associated with such a franchise, it's been brilliant. We don't know what the rules will actually be when that time come around as well, but you know, hopefully, fingers crossed, you'll see Chris Gayle was on Gayle Storm in IPL again.
Yes, sir. Well, you know all the headlines already. How has being a father changed you?
It's been brilliant. You know, I can't complain one bit. Just keep me busier, running around the house. You know, this bottle shake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Changing the pampers, all these things.
Are you a good dad?
I'm not good at changing the pampers. I let the mom do the most of that part. But it's been fantastic, man. And, you know, just more joy and happiness within your life. You know, when actually a child smiles with you as well. You know, it's such a relief. And, you know, you have a hard day, you come home, you know, she runs to you, you lift her up. You know, it's just fantastic. You know, it's a great, great feeling.
Yeah, and the way how well the West Indies women have done off late, they've won the World T20. Who knows, it might be a future opening batsman coming through the Gayle House Open.
Yeah, future, the Prime Minister, some President, something. You'll see what happens. But yeah. Whatever she desires when she grows up.
Thank you so much, Chris, for your time. We wish you well, and we hope that we see you a lot more in West Indies colours.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me. Inshallah, you'll see me in West Indies cricket.
Thank you so much, Chris Gayle. Thank you for sparing the time.
Cheers, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.